Now, there isn't a couple of weeks or actually a couple of days that don't go by until I hear from this lovely lady. Her name is Tracy. She's all the way over from the USA. She's only here for a few days. She was here last February when she came in to sing Favourite Song live on the radio. She was also in the local paper as well.
Yes.
So welcome back to the UK, Tracy.
Hi.
I am happy.
Lovely to see you. How are you doing?
Good.
Good to see you. And I also have to say hello to Reggie and hello to Vic as well.
Hello.
A nice little voice in the background. So it's great you're back over here, and you came over in February because obviously playing out Favourite Song,
yes,
which went on our A-list, and you were in our local paper as well. So what's been happening since February, since you came in last time?
Well, so having Favourite Song played over here and actually coming over here and doing the interview just kind of opened some other doors, mm-hmm, for other avenues of networking and things like that. Yeah. So when we left, we actually hadn't had plans to come back until next year.
Yeah.
But people saw the performance and they heard the interview and those things. So we were asked to come back to do some more things. So one of those things being shoot a new video for one of my songs that I'm getting ready to release. So we shot the short movie version of it yesterday. Then we have to go back and shoot the part where I actually sing the song,
yeah,
so we can have that to put into the video. We'll be doing that, I think, Wednesday, mm-hmm, with James Arama and his company Arama Media. So that's really cool that he did that for us, and we had just a whole slew of cast members, Vic Waghorn being one of them, and Reggie of course was in it, and we had Jay Gam and Manny Hare and Swab and Marcus Langford and just a bunch of folk,
yeah,
came yesterday and filmed with us. So it was really cool. So it was like 5 scenes in one day. Mm. So
tell us about growing up and the music that kind of inspired you or got you singing.
I like music. I like all types of music. It doesn't matter who sings it as long as either the rhythm of the words appeal to me. So anything that would come on the radio, I would sing. And so since I, when I was younger, like one of my favorite bands when I was younger was like Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
So that was a shot through the heart, was one of those big things. But also Whitney Houston, definitely. Patti LaBelle. Mm. Just listening to them and just emulating when I was younger what they did.
Yeah.
While I was developing me was really cool, so that helped me to kind of get to where I am. And then lots of singing and choirs and talent shows and things like that. So yeah,
I did actually tune in. I can't remember, you know, you go live. I still can't do that feature on my phone yet, so I'm very angry. But you do it quite a bit, and I remembered it was a couple of months ago you were singing along to Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I had I'm Your Baby Tonight. I think, yeah, that's the song that we did. So that was one of my favorite songs of hers. It was, yep, just I liked it. So yeah, like, let's do this live.
Now, you have got a fantastic voice and your harmonies, listening to The Way, which you're going to be singing in a while, beautiful harmonies. So explain to people what it's like when you go into the recording studio and how the process works.
So when I wrote the song, when I went into the studio to record it, I had this wonderful person that's on our label. His name is Gregory Tobar. And so I worked with him, and he has a awesome ear for harmonies and things like that. So him and my CEO, DA Smart, they were like, sing this there and put this there. So it was a lot of working together and ideas, but the actual singing of it, yeah, that was getting on the microphone and singing all of these parts and stacking them and having to be able to hear those harmonies in, mm-hmm, order to actually lay them down. So it's a lot of work, but totally worth it when I heard the end result. Like, that's me.
So you're going to sing this first song, which is absolutely fantastic. The harmonies on this are beautiful. It's called The Way. So tell us a little bit about, before you sing it, what's it about?
So The Way is actually a thank you, mm, to my friend, to my CEO. It's just one of those things that when we first started this record label, it's hard enough to do it, and all of the pitfalls that kind of come along with it, and sometimes lack of support and all of those, yeah, things. So to have somebody in your corner that says, you know what, you can do this. And not only can you do this, but you can do more than you think mm-hmm. that you can do. Yeah. So, you know, just stick with it and stay strong and don't give up. So the song is, you know, it's a love song, but it's also just a song that says, hey, you know, thanks for encouraging me and seeing what I didn't see. Yeah. And keeping me on the path to, you know, what landed us here.
Ooh. Ooh. My friends think I'm crazy to feel the way that I do. They don't understand why I love you like I do. You're that special person who came along in my life, who has helped me see my worth, and now I know that I'm worthwhile. And it's the way you make me feel when I'm with you. And it's the way you smile that lets me know everything will be okay. And it's the way that you hold me that makes me feel secure. And I know that it's all because of your. See, I know that I'm lucky to have found someone like you. No one else has come along who can make me feel like you. So no one can ever come in between us, because I love it. We'll stand the test of time, so whatever comes our way, I know it's the way you make me feel when I'm with you. And it's the way you smile that lets me know everything will be okay. And it's the way that you hold me that makes me feel secure. And I know that it's all because of your love, your love, love. Oh, it's the way you make me feel when I'm with you. And it's the way you smile that lets me know everything will be okay. And it's the way that you hold me that makes me feel secure. And I know that it's all because of your
Oh, I do like that little bit of a giggle there at the end. I like that. That was absolutely brilliant. That's a lovely song.
Thank you.
And the harmonies are gorgeous. And that was sung live in the studio.
Thank you.
Another round of applause, really. Come on, Reggie. So last time you came over, Tracy, did you have your daughter with you? Was it your daughter?
My sister.
Ah, your sister. Mm-hmm. Okay. So are they all back at home this time?
Yes. Yeah, she stayed home. She didn't like us. No, she had a new job. Maggie had a new job, and so she wasn't able to travel. But we're saying hi, Maggie.
Hello,
I know
Maggie.
You're not listening, but hi, Maggie. You can listen later.
Yeah, she can listen back on the repeats. So you were saying when you come over, you got a lot more interest. Have you done any gigs this time, or is that something for next time you come over?
That will hopefully be for next time.
Yeah.
So this time was just the video shoot. I had a photo shoot this morning. I have another one that's hopefully scheduled for tomorrow. Just a lot of meeting up with people and networking this time around, and just continuing to just further what we're doing.
Mm.
Yeah.
I have to say, the leggings that you got on today, I think they'd fit on my, probably as a scarf on me, but they are very, very good. And how high are the heels are you wearing today?
5 inches?
Yes.
I think, yeah.
They would kill a man, those stilettos, wouldn't they? Straight in the back of the head.
I had to jump this morning with them on, taking pictures, holding an umbrella.
Really?
Walking on cobblestones. So that was interesting. Just, you know, okay, so I want you to stand right here and then jump on the cobblestones and hold an umbrella and push it in the air and don't die. Okay,
yeah.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Don't, okay. I know you broke your ankle, but it's cool. Because, you know, beauty is pain.
And you got that nice picture to remember.
Yes, you have a wonderful picture. So while you're limping back to America, just remember this picture was awesome. So
are you going to be bringing a band with you, or what are you going to do?
Likely, it'll just be me and some backing tracks. But who knows?
Mm.
But, you know, things might open up to me and might be able to hook up with some people who might be able to say, hey, we'll play it for you if you come back. So
yeah,
that'd be cool too.
So when you go into the studio, what are you using to sort of put stuff together? If you're still sitting at home, you're thinking, I've got this tune in my head, do you write down some lyrics and then you go and see your kind of producers, or how does it work when you put songs together?
Both ways. So sometimes I get a track sent to me and then I write to the track, I listen to it, and then, you know, the words kind of just come. But there are also times when the lyrics come and the melodies come, and then I go to my producer, Matt Jackson, who's awesome, and say, hey, I'm going to sing this song to you like 35 times, and I need you to come up with the track. So are you listening? Okay, I'm going to start singing. And that usually works out. So either way it goes, it works both ways for me. So some days I just wake up with lyrics and running around in my head, and I have to get them down. And then some days is I luck up on a track that I really like, and so listen to it about, usually it takes me about 4 times to listen to it, and then the song usually, I'm pretty fast that way, so.
It just bursts into your head.
Yeah.
Now you're going to sing another live song.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll have a favorite song.
Yes.
This has got Without the General.
Without the General.
General. Just to make sure.
The General, you better be listening.
And is the General, who is the General?
He is my label mate,
mm-hmm.
And so when I wrote Favorite Song, it felt like it was something missing, so I called him to come over to my house, like, you need to write for this. And so I played the track for him and I sang the lyrics, and we sat there in one afternoon and he came up with everything, and it was really awesome. So shout out to the
this was on our A-list here at Phoenix FM, and this is when Tracy came over to see us in February, so you will know this because we've played it loads on Phoenix FM, but she's going to be singing it live. So here is Tracy with Favorite Song.
Worked hard all day, can't wait till you get home. Wanna turn your radio on and hear your favorite song. The one that makes you high, the one that makes you move, the one that makes you feel, that puts you in the mood to throw your hands up and let your head down. You can't keep still, got you moving all around. Gonna turn the speakers up so everyone knows you're listening to your favorite song. So put your hands up and let your head down. You can't keep still, got you moving all around. Gonna turn the speakers up so everyone knows you're listening to your favorite song. This is that beat, this is that groove, this is that sound that makes you wanna move. This is that rhythm that won't let you sit down. That's how you know you're listening to your favorite song. When you walk in the club, not looking for romance, wanna hear the DJ play something to make you dance, something to make you sway. Put your hands in the sky, don't even need no drink for you to feel like you can. Put your hands up and let your head down. You can't keep still, got you moving all around. Gonna tell a DJ to turn the music up. You're listening to your favorite song. So put your hands up and let your head down. You can't keep still, got you moving all around. Gonna tell a DJ to turn the music up. You're dancing to your favorite song. This is that beat. This is that groove. This is that sound that makes you wanna move. This is that rhythm that won't let you sit down. That's how you know you're listening to your favorite song.
Your voice in that reminds me, you might know this singer, Evelyn King.
Yes. Love Come Down. Yes. That was my favourite song.
Yeah, it's got a flavour of that. The tune's got a flavour of that. I can hear
I Evelyn like it.
Kin. Excellent. I'm glad you knew who she was then. I wasn't too sure if you're going to know.